the above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. Low power frequency radio modulation. The big sound from underground, another pirate station. We bring the truth to places truth has never heard before. We bring the sound communication of our cyber war. Dark vision fly by helicopters in the night. Attempt triangulation of our station in the fight. Straight from the base deep down, no precision. High crime treason, we broadcast in sedition. Like the Wall Street Morning afternoon edition. Commandeering airways from unknown positions. Lying lyrics becoming never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Lying lyrics becoming never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Don't take no prisoners if you can't afford to feed them. Don't start no fights if you cannot predict the outcome. Don't make donations where you cannot get your dough back. Fuck the apathetic bullshit and send them all your Prozac. I will not climb until your telephone's free. And hell no, you cannot put me on hold. It's the same reporting message you've been singing all along. Keep handing us the Bible while you're walking off with all the gold. The bureaucratic office sends you merry-go-round.
And you're listening to www.wvix.org, WVAI Radio in Exile. Oh God, help! Bernard White here. Hi, Bernard White there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Help! What in the world was that? I've just liberated myself from the... from the bathroom and the throne. I couldn't stop hugging it. Yes, we are. You are being listened to by others. So tell me, what was this?
In fact, I plan to call Gary later on today. I think that of all of the interviews that were conducted thus far, that this was the absolute worst. He spent about 2 hours talking to Utrice Lee and not really asking any questions, mostly leading, they led each other on an audio journey that had really little to do with investigative reporting, really little to do with questioning statements that were made that he is aware of, that there's a whole body of knowledge to the contrary, a body of information to the contrary.
Well, most of the regular listeners to WBAI had heard this journey before on other, in other venues, like Hugh Hamilton's program and Report to the Listener.
It is a story that, you know, there's a definite attempt to sell this as being the story, to market this, these ideas that have been put out as being fact. And I'm just wondering how those of us who've been following these events very closely can see the holes in what was being said right away. But I'm wondering how many of the listeners will once again become confused, because the amount of lies that were told and the manner in which they were told could appear to be very convincing to some people, but there were so many, there were 2 hours of lies, misstatements of fact, ego massaging. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. The summation was that he went over all of the points that Utrice made and then offered those points as a summary. Utrice saying to people that there is an open door, knowing that there is not an open door. She has told people throughout this whole affair, starting December 22nd, that she has no desire or reason to talk to anybody who was on the outside.
This is
she also has said in at least one public forum that she appeared at in the community not too long ago, that people weren't worthy of having an audience with her.
As a matter of fact, I think that was a line that John Henrik Clark had used during a panel for with Rogers and Mary Leskowitz.
Yes, I remember that.
Something about not being a worthy opponent or something like that.
I mean, you know, it was... I thought it was a real tragedy for Truth that there was an opportunity... You know, with these forms that he's been giving on Mondays, there was a real opportunity there to try and get some truth out, to have some ideas be exchanged. But the format that he's chosen to do this in doesn't really allow for that open exchange of information. And then the time that has been given to the people who are opposed to Pacifica has been far less than the time given to those people who are in favor of what's been taking place.
This is
when
very
you
true.
Look at just with Sybil Wong,
right,
and with Eutrice Lee,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 hours of airtime for her,
right?
Over an hour with Sybil Wong,
right? Sybil Wong, I believe, got 2 programs.
Yeah,
they split her up
into the next program.
Right.
The ideas that others have about this whole crisis has not been given a full airing.
Definitely.
Not only that, there's been no challenge on either side. They haven't been able to challenge our ideas given the small amount of time that we've been able to present them, and we haven't had the opportunity to challenge their ideas.
No.
So, you know, in this battle of ideas, we need to have these ideas challenged. Gary Null has come to some conclusions about what is going on. He peppers or well seasons these exchanges with his own perceptions, which is not the role of a real journalist. If you want to get the information, you don't spend as much time as he has spent giving your own description of your own experience.
Right.
So he spent a lot of time doing that. Some of the things that he has been saying about what's going on, what went on at WBAI, I know for a fact that they're incorrect. You know, there's no challenge at all to any of the things that he has said.
No.
And in many instances, he's incorrect. I have had conversations with him where I told him my perception of what happened with Jose Santiago when he stepped forward and said that he was the one that Pacifica was going to use to take over WBAI. And I told him at that point that there was no attack on Jose Santiago. And if you ask anyone in that room, or if you ask others in the room, they will tell you that there was no attack, that the only violent act came from Jose himself, who invited Robert Knight outside for a fight.
Wow.
And Robert just sat there and didn't take the bait, just was staring at Jose.
I suspect there are many people who don't know this, who didn't know that is what occurred.
Yeah, and that's what occurred. That's
right.
Nobody threatened Jose. People were in shock.
Right.
You know, they reacted in shock, but you know, there was no threat to Jose, and still hasn't been any threat to Jose. And I'd like to hear Jose tell that story.
That would be nice. I've been wondering about hearing his voice ever since it was mentioned. I don't know. Well, actually, I'm also wondering about the rest of this report, since he's still gathering information. And he kept really pushing something today about, what was it, a benefactor or someone trying to buy the station?
Well, see, he's been, you know, and Eutrice, without challenge,
right,
has said that the Pacifica campaign is being funded by corporate money.
Right.
And, you know, if that is not the case, at all.
Right.
They are individuals, concerned, dedicated individuals who send money in because they can see the handwriting on the wall. They've seen what has happened in Pacifica. They've seen the changes. They've read the information. And they're responding accordingly by not giving money to Pacifica, but giving money to an organization that they believe is going to try and rescue Pacifica and put it back on course, back in line with the mission.
Right.
And those are people who have been giving money to the Pacifica campaign, not any corporate donors. I mean, it's you know, these are just untrue statements that have gone out into the public. And, you know, when these kind of things happen, it of course, confuses the public.
Right.
It is, once again, the majority faction, or the pro-Pacifica faction, pro-present Pacifica, gets an opportunity to tell their story, to tell their lie over and over and over again. And I think it confuses a lot of people, a lot of new listeners who don't know what went on in the past, a lot of old listeners who are just out of the information loop.
Mm-hmm.
This becomes the only information that they're getting. And I think that, you know, these lies being told over and over are causing a lot of damage to truth. I think truth was a victim today in this presentation that was given by Gary and Utrice. And then, you know, Utrice has done a lot of things, a lot of very negative things that can be documented. This report today left her with no fault. She had no fault in any of this.
Right.
There was no talk about her appointment itself being a violation of both Pacifica and WBAI's bylaws.
Well, you know, I'd be amiss if I didn't bring up the your appointment. And how, you know, they're more or less going back and forth about how that wasn't right, and how that wasn't, there was a committee, and you know, but I'm of the understanding that it was within Valerie's, purview as a station manager that she could appoint whom she
wanted. Not only that, you know, because her first. The first thing she brought to the staff was that she felt that the confidentiality of the committee process had been compromised.
Mm.
And she wanted to reopen the search. She didn't want to add to select anyone.
Uh-huh.
However, we were having a community meeting later on in that week. And the staff, led by Utrice Lead and Jose Santiago and Rosemary Mealy and a handful of others decided that if someone wasn't named by noon on Tuesday.
Oh, a showdown.
That's right. Huh. That they were going to sabotage the community forum. Now, the community forum was at the community church on 35th Street between Madison and Park.
Mm-hmm.
We had sent out flyers, we had sent out emails, we had done advertising on the radio, and, you know, people were coming in that evening.
Now, was this the one that focused on police brutality that time?
Correct.
Oh.
Correct.
Okay.
It focused on police brutality.
Mm.
And folks said that if they didn't, if Valerie didn't come up with a name by noon the next day, that they were going to cancel the program.
Wow.
So
yeah, because there was a report at that time that the forum was canceled, and then it was back on again.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
So in their attempt to try and get that forum canceled, they asked the chief engineer, Michael G. Haskins, to tell people that the forum was canceled.
Mm.
And many of us got very upset. I was out of town at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't play with the listeners like that.
Right.
Don't set up a forum and then because you having some kind of problems internally, you terminate it.
Right.
Anyway, what Valerie did at that point was to call me and ask me if I would be willing to become the program director. Mm. And I told Valerie at that time, I said, well, you know, I put my hat in the ring because I thought I would be a good program director, but now if I accept this position, there's always going to be a cloud over it, you know, as to how I got the position.
Mm.
So at that point, I went and I spoke to many people. I spoke to Jose.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to Utrice Lee herself.
Wow.
In fact, when I spoke to Utrice Lee, she told me that she really didn't want the position of program director.
She claimed she also didn't want the station manager position as well.
Has not wanted a lot of the things that she has gotten.
Uh-huh.
She said that the only reason she put her hat in the ring is because staff had asked her to.
Hmm.
There are people that came and asked her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I put my hat in the ring because I thought that I could do a good job.
Hmm.
And it's, you know, something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me at that time something that was extremely confusing. She said, well, I don't want the job, and if they offer it to me, I'm not going to take it. But if I don't get the job, I'm going to sue.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
And, well, that's my position. So I told her at that time, I said, well, you know, I'm not playing with the job. This is a very important job. It is what the listeners hear. It comes out of the programming department. It is what how they respond to the station that comes out of the programming department.
Mm-hmm.
So after hearing that, after talking to just about everybody on staff, as well as some well-respected journalists in the community, I decided that even with the cloud that was hanging over us, that at this particular moment, that I would accept the position.
Wow.
That Valerie had the right to appoint someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I did accept the position. In the short, while building up to that point that I accepted it, I was the program coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And what we attempted to do at that time was to develop a team, which they are now calling a clique. And, you know, an offer was made to Utrice Lee to get involved with it, but Utrice chose to boycott
mm-hmm.
several of the fundraisers.
Right.
So at least three fundraisers she boycotted.
Wow.
And,
now that sounds like sabotage to me.
We moved on anyway.
That sounds like sabotage to me.
Well, it actually was sabotage.
Yeah.
Because it was like, because of her inflated view of who she is, she felt that she was the one of the chief of fundraisers, which
mm-hmm.
she isn't,
mm-hmm.
and that she would, you know, that we would miss the money that she would be able to raise.
Mm.
And that was not the case.
Right.
We still put together a good fundraising package,
right.
and the listeners bought it to the point where we were able to wipe out the deficit.
Right, right.
$100,000 deficit and had a $70,000 surplus.
Mm.
One of the questions that Gary did not raise to Utrice was how is the station financially?
Mm,
you know, what kind of funds do you have? Is there a deficit right now? Has the subscriber base been eroded? You know, some of those things. Not that he would get truthful answers, but at least that's some of the stuff that he should be able to, should have pursued. So we built up the subscriber base, had more people listening than in dozens of years, had revenue coming in. So we were trying to show people that, as well, not only here, but as well as Pacifica, that you could raise money with the radio and adhere to the mission and still do creative radio that would bring in listeners as well as revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think that's what threatened Pacifica, that we were actually doing that,
right.
and sticking to the mission.
Right.
And that's when they decided that they couldn't let that stand, and they moved in to take us over, and they found a disgruntled Utrice Lee, plus some other folks who were very paltry contributors mm-hmm. to WBAI in terms of creativity, in terms of time, in terms of raising money,
right.
and they all came together to facilitate this takeover of WBAI by Pacifica.
Well, speaking of the difference between poultry contributors and people who spent a lot of time, I don't know if you like to, but do you have anything to say about Brother Shine's resignation this morning?
Well, I was up last night listening to Brother Shine when he resigned. I wanted to see if I could get a feel of just why he was doing that at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And just based on what he said, it just appears that he's not doing this because he sees that Pacifica is has taken over WBAI, or that things are being run by Pacifica. This, what is happening at BAI follows their blueprint pretty mm-hmm. pretty closely.
Right.
It seems that just from listening to him that there was a job that he wanted that he didn't get. Because he opened up by talking about being tired of glass ceilings.
Yes, he did. And I didn't quite understand why he kept saying glass ceilings.
Yes, and I think it was because there was a job that he wanted that seems to be going to someone else.
Mm.
So, and the another thing that he said was, he's not going to be anybody's yes man.
Right.
Now, see, those people who are around your trees who just yes, yes, yes are all the time, those are the ones who get an opportunity to move up.
Right.
So it's those two statements that led me to believe that he wanted a job and he didn't get it, and he feels he didn't get it because he didn't kiss her ring finger.
Mm.
So, you know, he wasn't saying a bunch of yeses. So rather than stay there and be humiliated, he's going to leave.
Mm. Well, I also, based on other things that he was saying, I also got the impression that he didn't feel that the setting was familial.
Well, that did come out, too.
Yes.
And, we know, those of us who have been doing radio for a while, that Utrecht Lee knows very little about radio. Those who have been working with her at the radio station now are recognizing that she also knows very little about management.
Right.
Management isn't just going out and being authoritarian and coming down hard on people. That's not what management is. That is a management style. But the thing is to be able to get people to work, do their work, do it well, do it with a sense of pride, and just, you know, give as much as you possibly can and create an atmosphere where people feel good about what it is they're doing.
Right.
Now, those people that were doing work at WBAI, I don't know if you had an opportunity to come up there and be around the folks at that time.
Oh,
but, you know, we did it with respect.
Uh-huh.
There was laughter in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
We were able to hold conversations, have fun, and still do the work. And I think that that's one of the things that Shine is missing,
right,
the having fun part. He also said something about, and I agree with him on this, that there were certain things that, you know, had become the credo of WBAI, and that is that you do not lie
on
the air.
Exactly.
When
I've heard about a sign that used to be in the station that said that, do not lie on the air.
Right. When I first came to BAI over to church on 52nd Street back in the 70s, there was a big sign that says, do not lie on the air.
Mm.
Well, that whole philosophy was a part of the philosophy that I grew up on as a producer at WBAI, that you don't lie on the air. If you don't know something, just say you don't know, because the chances are that there are people out in our audience, given the intelligence of our listeners, there are people who will know, and they'll know that you're lying.
Right.
So you just don't lie on the air. Many times there were things that come up, and I said, well, look, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Or
but
you'd ask
now
to send some information.
Lies being told on a daily basis.
Right.
And, you know, for those of us who grew up with that don't lie on the air, and you're constantly hearing things that you know are lies on the air, I would imagine that he would be writhing each morning as he listened to the folks who have replaced Wake Up Call talk about the program Wake Up Call. It's as if they never listened to it. Some of the things that they were have been saying about wake-up call have just been, you know, just totally false. And our listeners know that they're totally false. The staff who listen to the show, they know that it's been false.
Right. Well, I get the impression, based on my conversations with people, you know, who aren't usually in forums where people are discussing the issue of WBAI, when they just are talking about just how they feel about the station, they just don't listen. You know, they're just so, you know...
There are many people that I've run into also who say, you know, I don't listen anymore, which shows the importance of having a strong morning program.
Exactly.
Because if people wake up to your station, for many people that's the only time that they can listen.
Right.
The rest of their day is filled. So if you can get people to wake up to your station and to feel that it's important to get information from you, there's a good chance if they turn their radio back on at any other point during the day, it's going to be on your station.
Right.
You know, so it's important to start them out like that. And many people have that I've run into said, I just cannot listen anymore.
Right, right. Well, Bernard, is there anything else you want to share with regard to this?
Well, I mean, you know, it's amazing how just watching this whole thing unfold and how momentum shifts back and forth. I'm wondering just how much damage has been done today, whether there are people who are confused or whether people could see through what was happening. Whenever you get two individuals who have a lot to say and they're very opinionated.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting that Gary held back a lot of what he had to say, and he allowed, of course, I suspect he would, but he allowed Mutrice to sort of dodge certain issues, like arbitrarily using the gag rule.
He raised it, but never pursued it, and that's what I'm talking about.
Right, and marching into the station, thinking that it's okay to go into somebody's show while it's on the air.
Right. I mean, but those two things, I mean, barging into the show, she is not in charge of the air. Ultimately, she's in charge of everything.
Mm.
But it's the program director that is in charge of the air. But right now, she is the program director, the development director, and the station manager all at once. And then she also has her fingers deeply in operations.
Right.
But I'm hoping that people will contact Gary and let him know that, you know, this is not a real investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving the pro Pacifica side a lot of additional time. They already have a lot of time.
Right.
Because
they have the air.
just about every show
right.
that does speak out speaks out in favor of what's going on in one way or the other.
Right.
That with talk back here in New York, that, you know, Utrecht had a week where she came on and for 4 days and talked for 2 hours about what's going on.
Right.
Plus, when Gary brings in Bessie Wash and Ken Ford and John Murdoch, you know, then and Sybil Wong, that's even more time that they get to spread their lies.
Right.
And he's, you know, not taking any of that into consideration. People need to call him or email him or write him and, you know, just question his method of how he's conducting this investigation. He really needs to know that people have not been fooled by this this sophomoric attempt at investigating. This is not an investigation. You're just providing platforms for people to speak, and given the amount of time you've given to one side, the whole report becomes slanted. So I am hoping that people will write to them and just continue to stay strong and pay close attention.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Bernard. Thanks for your time. And, we'll keep an ear out for what's next.
Okay.
All right.
There's always going to be something next.
This is true.
That we can be sure.
Okay. Talk to you later. And you're listening to www.wbix.org, WBAI Radio in Exile. And we need to be getting ready to get up out of this place until later, until 6 o'clock, when we're listening to Free Speech Radio News. And we're also going to be listening to Hiroshima observance. Around, let's say, I think it's 7:30. Well, actually, 6:30. From 6:30 to 8:30? Oh, let me get my schedule straight. Yeah, it's from... Mm-hmm. 6 to 7:30. 6 what? Excuse me. 6:30 to 7:30. There's going to be a Hiroshima, remember, going to be listening to Jim Crevo, and this is apparently taking place in Long Island. So, we'll be checking in with you later. And thanks for listening to www.vix.org. Tell your buddies. And big up to the Get Good Light folk and the Vigil people and everybody else who's out there adding their booties to the masses. Hey. All right. Good day. Oh, yeah. This is Joyce. That was Bernard White, if I didn't say. And have a great day. The bureaucratic office sends you merry-go-rounding. By the KKK, police the streets by bloodhounding. Interest on the credit card just keeps on compounding. But the FCC can never shut this pirate sound. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. In fact, it doesn't feel like that.